In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Have you ever gone to a parade, or for that matter, a religious procession, and you weren't able to see, and you found some way to get yourself up from behind if you were in the back of the crowd to get yourself up? I have done that. Angie and I did that early in our marriage. We went to the Macy's Day Parade in New York. And there was a group of people that were coming by in the parade, and I wanted to see them, and I couldn't. And we were on the back end of the crowd, close to where those wooden police guards are so that you're not supposed to cross. So I jumped up on one of those in order to see what was going on and to enjoy the parade. And today we see that Zacchaeus did something the same. Of course, for me, getting up on that wooden police guard thing was just for me to see what was going on. It wasn't about anything spiritual. It wasn't about trying to gain salvation. It was just about me being able to see. Of course, we've heard many interpretations, but we don't really know what was the thought of Zacchaeus at the time when he climbed that sycamore tree. So he climbs the tree because he can't see, because he's small. And all of a sudden, out of the entire crowd that was there, and if we understand through the interpretations of the Bible and we read the fathers of the church, the crowd was large. It wasn't a small crowd. And through the entire crowd of people that are there waiting to see our Lord, Jesus Christ, and to see the Messiah, and are hopeful for something to change, who does Christ call upon, or who does he choose? He looks up in the tree and says, Zacchaeus, come on down. Now, if Zacchaeus went up there, as some of our interpretations tell us, that he went up there seeking to hopefully find salvation and to find and to recompense what he has done, then maybe it wasn't so much of a shock to him. But what if he just went up, like I did that day, just to see what was going on, and all of a sudden, our Lord cries out to him and says, Zacchaeus, come down. All I can tell you, if it was me, I'd say, oh no. What now? What did I do? But Zacchaeus came down. He came down immediately. And he went to Zacchaeus' house. Now, as we know, we find ourselves in the period of the tax time of our calendar year, January through April. And we're all, I don't know if we're stressed out, but it is obviously one of those times that we don't enjoy. And he was a chief tax collector. Probably not one of the most loved persons of the village, but nonetheless, lived in the village. And God said to him, our Lord said to him, I must come to your house today. And he went. And everybody starts talking all of a sudden, the same thing, the rumors, the, oh no, he's doing this, oh no, he's doing that, he's going to the house of a tax collector, oh, what's he going to do, why didn't he ask us, welcome this, and the conversations go on, just like they do today. So things really haven't changed very much. And Christ went to his house, and Zacchaeus said what? If I have defrauded anybody, I will pay them back fourfold. So again, we don't know the heart of Zacchaeus. But it makes you wonder, was he really doing that because he needed to allow himself to be embraced by our Lord? To build a closer relationship to our Lord? To build a closer relationship with his spiritual life? We don't know, but it happened. And why did it happen? Because we must understand that the grace of God is always working. During the course of our lives, I think every one of us, we may not lose hope, but we get very disappointed. Sometimes at God, sometimes at the church. And we find ourselves saying, gee, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't think he cares for me. I don't think they worry about me. But it's not true. The grace of God works all the time. But there's one word, and I know many of you have heard me say this before, but there's one word that I love. and it's called Keros. Keros means what? In spiritual terms, we know what it means. It means time, but whose time? It means God's time. And that's why we need to all be careful not to compare ourselves, especially within our spiritual lives, to one another. Oh, that guy, he's 16 years old. How come he's so pious? How come he prays? How come God hears him? I'm 52 and I haven't had anything happen to me. That's not what it's about. It's about God's time when God realizes that you are ready. That you are ready to be touched. That you are ready to grab his hand and to walk with him. Keros. And that's what happened to Zacchaeus. Whether he climbed that tree just wanting to see what was going on, or to see the guy who was coming down the street, or to really salvation with God, we don't really, really know. But God's time found him. And God's time brought him to the understanding of what it means to end our lives Christian, as we say in the petition in church here just not too long ago, that the end of our lives may be Christian. So remember that God's glory and God's grace is working forever. Yes, we must try to help it along and try to make ourselves understand the benefits of reaping God's glory, but it's always working. And at that appointed time, at that time of Keros, you and all of us and myself will be touched. And hopefully, we will say to God and do what Zacchaeus did and come down from that sycamore tree and walk with our Lord. Amen.